He's trying to bring back the nickel soda pop. He's Jason Kirkman from southern New Mexico's Tularosa Basin with great music and family-styled entertainment. He's right here and he's right now on the Jason Kirkman Show.
Thank you once again, James. All the way from Studio 312 in windy Alamogordo, New Mexico, I am that guy that's trying to bring back the nickel soda pop. And I just happen to think that we're well on our way. Why, just the other day I paid $1.21 a gallon when I went to fill up the Chevy pickup, and later that evening I got two Big Macs for the price of one. So maybe, just maybe, that nickel soda pop is coming back. But you know as well as I do that the nickel soda pop I'm talking about is not the charge for a 12-ounce can of an ice-cold drink. No, it's much more than that. It's the concept about living the life once again that we used to enjoy here across this great country that we live in. It's more than economics. It's hardonomics, if you will, passing on to our children and to one another fine examples of honesty, integrity, friendship, patriotism, and the good old-fashioned art of just being a neighbor to everyone. I hope I struck a memory or two in your mind about something special in your past, something great in the bygone era of the nickel soda pop. If not, well, maybe some good old-fashioned music and wholesome comedy will help. That's what I'm here for. I'm Jason Kirkman, and this is The Jason Kirkman Show.
Arrested on charges of unemployment, he was sitting in the witness stand. The judge's wife called up the district attorney. She said, free that brown-eyed man. If you want your job, you better free that brown-eyed man. Flying across the desert in a TWA, I saw a woman walk across the sand. She'd been walking 30 miles en route to Bombay to meet a brown-eyed handsome man. That's all she wanted was a brown-eyed handsome man. Way back in history, 3,000 years, in fact, ever since the world began, there's been a whole lot of good women shed tears over a brown-eyed handsome man. It's a lot of trouble with a brown-eyed handsome man. Beautiful daughter couldn't make up her mind between a doctor and a lawyer man. Her mother told her, darling, go out and find yourself a brown-eyed handsome man. Just like your daddy, he's a brown-eyed handsome man. My little Venus was a beautiful lass. She had the world in the palm of her hand. She lost both her arms in a wrestling match to win a brown-eyed handsome man. That's all she wanted was a brown-eyed handsome man.
That was Chuck Berry with Brown Eyed Handsome Man. Here's Eddie Cochran singing about sitting in the balcony.
I'm just a-sitting in the balcony, just a-watching a movie, or maybe it's a symphony, I wouldn't know. I don't care about the symphony, those are cymbals and the timpani. I'm just a-sitting in the balcony, I'll hold your hand, I'll kiss you too. But the future's over, but we're not. Just sitting in the balcony, holding hands in the balcony, just sitting in the balcony on the very last row. Stop loving to watch Bugs Bunny, but he can't take the place of my honey. sitting in the back, you know. Just a switching in the back, you know. Just a sitting in the back, you know. On the very last row. Just a hugging and a kissing for me in the very last row.
Here's a little something my son, Seth, gave me last week. The trouble with being a good sport is that you have to lose to prove it. You're listening to The Jason Kirtman Show.
Be good, baby, be good. If we can't get along, baby, be gone. Be true. That's the best thing to do. If we can't get along, baby, be gone. Now you said you'd be my lover, I'm your honeydew. You can be my lover, treat me the way you do. So be nice, that's the best thing in life. If our love should go wrong, baby, be gone.
That was Be Good or Be Gone by Chuck Willis. Here's Such a Night by the beautiful Miss Dinah Washington.
It was a night. Oh, what a night it was. It really was such a night. The moon was bright. How bright it was. It really was such a night. The night was alive with stars above. He kissed me and I had to fall in love. It was a kiss. Oh, what a kiss it was. It really was such a kiss. How he could kiss. What a kiss it was. It really was such a kiss. Just the thought of his lips set me afire. I reminisce and I'm filled with desire. Sweet surrender. How well I remember. I'll always remember. Oh, that night. Oh, what a night it was. It really was such a night. Came the dawn, and my heart and his love, and the night was gone. But I know I'll never forget his kiss in the moonlight. Such a kiss. Oh, oh, such a night. How well I remember. I'll always remember. Oh, that night. Oh, what a night it was. It really was such a night. Came the dawn, and my heart and his love and the night were gone. But I know I'll never forget that kiss in the moonlight. Oh, such a kiss. Such a night. Now he's gone, gone, gone. He's gone, gone, gone. Came the dawn, dawn, dawn.
may be a great healer, but it certainly is no beautician. Was Mama Don't Allow It by Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers. Here's a great number by Mr. Excitement Jackie Wilson, Baby Workout.
Hey, you! Come out here on the floor. Let's rock some more. Come out of here on the floor. Honey, let's rock some more, yeah. Now when you get out here, don't you have no fear. Put your hands on your hip and let your backbone slip and work out. Ah, my mama, move up.
First step.
Honey, move back.
Second step.
Shuffle to the left.
Third step.
Wobble to the right.
Fourth step.
Now it's plain to see you're hurting on me, but it's a natural fact. Ha! I like it like that, so work. Step back now and end this dance with a shout, so work out. Now when I tell you to shout, I want you to jump at it. Yeah, baby, let's shout.
Shout, baby, shout, shout.
Honey, let's shout.
Shout, baby, shout,
ah,
shout.
Baby, let's shout.
Shout, baby,
yeah,
shout, shout.
And turn it out,
shout, baby.
Yeah.
Shout, shout.
Let's shout.
Let's shout.
Let's shout.
Let's shout.
Shout all night long. I gotta have the best of my own time.
Work out,
now work out,
work out,
now work out,
Nowadays, if you miss a day's work, the government loses almost as much as you do.
Never had a barrel full of money. Never had a ruby red ring. All I ever had was you, dear, to sit and listen to me sing. I got them blues, them empty pockets blues. Some folks, they got barrels full of money, drive around in a big Cadillac. All I ever had was you, dear, to sit around and scratch my back. I got them blues, them empty pockets blues. Some say the blues are sorrowful, some say the blues are sad. Every time I sing them blues to you, they come out feeling glad. I got them blues, them empty pockets blues. Money, 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 when will I make the grade? I'm so broke that a dollar bill looks as big as a window shade. So don't waste your money on a ruby red ring. Don't waste it on a big Cadillac. Give it all to your own little girl to fix your dinner and scratch your back. I got them blues, them empty pockets blues.
That was Pernell Roberts with Empty Pocket Blues. Here's a serious song that has a message that I think we all need to remember every now and then. Here's Ray Stevens from 1978 with Be Your Own Best Friend.
It'll sneak up on you one day, and you finally realize there ain't no more games for you to play, and there's no place you can hide. You're up against the wall, can't nobody hear you cry. You gotta help yourself, yourself, or else you might as well just lay down and die. Make a move, take a step, it might hurt, it might help, but it's your life, and you're the boss. You've already stood the loss, and a lifetime of pretending won't put Humpty Dumpty back again. Be your own best friend.
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 Let the sad times end. Be your own best friend. Reach way down, find your soul, take a look, take control, and really be who you are. Don't look back, find your
best friend.
Be your own best friend.
Be your own best
friend.
Be your own best friend.
Let your life begin. Be your own best friend.
I travel around a whole lot, friends, and I see all manner of different things all the time. And here the other day, I seen one of them ballets, Swan Lake it is called, and it's pretty, just pretty as it could be. And them women sure can broad jump. And the fine part about it is that the steps that they do have got these French names. And every time they take a step on that stage, it means something. Now, this Swan Lake opens up on this young prince that is having his coming-of-age birthday party, and all the guests come up, and they're doing a step called the pas de trois. And that's where you circle your foot three times and kindly kick up high. And that means there's going to be good times had tonight. And we may be up till three. And while they was a party trying, all these swans come up on the stage. And the princess party tried right over to them and was just before a killing them swans. When all of a sudden, as if by magic, there was one of them, you see, that was wearing a great big gold crown. And that swan turned from a swan into a beautiful young girl. And she was doing a step called the Rounds of Jamba. And that means I am a girl. And she was, too. And so right off, the prince knowed he was in love of her. And he done a step called the fouette. And that's where you hold one finger up and one hand down and just kindly turn and look. And that means I think you're the prettiest thing I've ever seen and I want to kiss you. And he started to, and the girl, she done a step called the pas de deux. And that means take your cotton-picking hands off of my shoulders. As it turned out, all of them swans was really girls. But they had this curse put on them saying they couldn't never be girls again until some young boy would give his life for them. And so when the prince learnt of it, he done a kind of a manly leap that meant, I'll give my life for them. And so this great rain come, and it rained, and it rained, and it rained, and it wasn't no ordinary rain. It was a frog strangler. The water kept coming up and a coming up and a coming up, and it got up about chin high, and then they done a step called the soubersault. And that's where you get up on your toes and wave like that, and that means I am drowning. And they did. They all drowned him. The boys and the swans and everybody. But they all come to life again. And that's what makes it such a pretty story. They all come to life again, and the boys, they were still boys. But the swans, they was all pretty girls. And the prince, he married that and that was wearing the gold crown. And the rest of the boys, they took their pick of what was left. And they wound up the ballet doing a step called the Ensemble à la Quatrimer à la Derrière. And that means, friends, that means save your Confederate money, boys. The South's gonna rise again.
People talking, trying to pick us up. Why won't they let us be? Bricks and stones may break my mold, but talk don't bother me. People talking, trying to pick us up when they know that I love you so. So I don't care what the people may say, I'll never, never let you go. I've been abused. And my heart I've been abused.
I've been abused.
I've been abused.
I've been abused and I've been stung.
People was talking, trying to pick us up. Yeah, scandalizing my name. They'll say anything just to make me feel bad. Yes, anything to make me shame. To make me shame. Yes, I know.
Yes, I know.
Yes, I know it.
Yes,
and you know it too.
Yes,
don't you know it too?
Yes,
don't you know it too? Yeah.
Earlier, we had the story of Swan Lake by Andy Griffith, followed by Sticks and Stones by Ray Charles. Here's Shortening Bread by the Belltones.
Put on the skillet.
I'm that man with the old soul, bringing back the nickel soda pop. It's not a beverage, it's a concept about the way of life we used to enjoy in America, and you are listening to the Jason Kurtman Show.
If you're ever down in Texas, look me up, look me up. If you're ever down in Texas, look me up. Where the men are men and love it, and the gals are sure glad of it. So if you ever down in Texas, look me up. Everybody's gonna holler, howdy do, howdy do. Everybody there'll be saying, how are you? We raise corn for hot tamales and grow dollies for the follies. So if you ever down in Texas, look me up. Ask anyone for Rusty, everybody knows of me. They'll tell you where I'm riding at, bar A, B, C, or D. So if you ever down in Texas, look me up, look me up. We've got everything in Texas looking up. With the moonlight on the prairie and a gal that ain't contrary, there's a lot of fun in Texas, look me up. Musik. Ask anyone for Filsey, they'll tell you where I'm at. You'll find me down in Galveston with a box back coat and a Stetson hat. So if you ever down in Texas, look me up, look me up. We've got everything in Texas looking up. Am I right or Amarillo? Man, the state's a killer dilla. So if you ever down in Texas, look me up. Bronco bustin' takes some practice, or you wind up on a cactus. So if you ever down in Texas, look me up. Where the gals are good at figures and the cowboys quick on triggers. So if you ever down in Texas, look me up. Every gal's a raven beauty, hip tie tie oh tie. What I'm trying to get at is I can't wait to get down there again and hear this. It goes like this, said, sure glad y'all come by. Don't y'all forget to come back now, you hear? Bye now, bye. I'm gonna build a dopey palace for my Alice down in Dallas. So if you're ever down in Texas, look us up.
That was the incomparable Phil Harris with If You're Ever Down in Texas, Look Me Up. Here's Chuck Willis with his classic, I Don't Want to Hang Up My Rock and Roll Shoes.
My mama told me she didn't like that rock and roll. I said, please, mama, please. Mama, you just don't know. I don't want to shoot, bop, shoot, hang up my rock and roll shoes.
Shoot, bop, shoot, bop.
You know I get that feeling every time I hear those blues.
Bop, shoot, bop.
That music got a beat that will keep you alive. The kids are rock and rolling from 8 to 25. I don't want to
shoot,
rock and roll shoes,
shoot, bop,
because I get that feeling every time I hear those blues. Yes, I will do my homework, clean the yard every day. Yes, I will wash those dishes, I'll do anything you say. They said that rock and roll will soon fade away. No matter what they say, rock and roll is here to stay. I don't want to
shoot,
hang up my rock and roll shoes.
Shoot,
because my feet start moving every time I hear those blues. That rock and roll will soon fade away. No matter what they say, rock and roll is here to stay. I don't want to
shoot,
hang up my rock and roll shoes.
Shoot,
because I get that feeling every time I hear those blues.
Shoot,
because my feet start moving every time I hear those blues.
Shoot, bop.
Every week, I encourage you to make some special memories with your families, and this week, I'm not going to do any less. But right now, I want to share with you one of my favorite memories. It happened just a few days before Christmas. My dad and I were out spending some time together shopping for my mother. Meanwhile, my mom was out with one of her lady friends. My sister was at home babysitting the younger brothers and sisters. And we're not sure how it happened, but it did happen. The kitchen caught on fire, and it was a pretty large fire. My sister gathered up the kids and ran out of the house and into the snow-covered yard. She ran to the house next door and called the fire department, who came just in time to stop the fire from spreading to the rest of the house. Our kitchen was destroyed. Everything was gone. Then a few days later came Christmas Eve. With no turkey or ham and no oven to cook it in, Mom was able to get her hands on one of those tabletop-type ovens. She found some small frozen pizzas and a bag of frozen shrimp in the freezer that was out in the garage. She sprinkled the frozen pizzas with the shrimp and popped them in the little oven. And that's what we had as a Christmas Eve dinner tradition in my family for many years to come. Shrimp pizza. It taught me a great lesson. No matter how bad things might be, you can always find enough to improvise, enough to share, and enough to remember. And that's why I still like to eat some shrimp pizza on Christmas Eve.
My prize-winning essay, The Discovery of America by Andy Griffith. A long time ago, over in the old country, over there in Italy, they lived this sailor, and his name was Christopher Columbus, and he was a navigator. Now, you know what a navigator is. That's the fellow that tells you where to go. He believed that the world was round, and he had this tattoo on his arm to prove it. And it was an anchor, and on the top it said Mother, and on the bottom it said the world is round. And everybody thought he was a nut. They used to sit around in front of the barbershop and say, here comes old crazy Chrissy. Says, let's get him to tell us how the world's round. Say, hell, crazy Chrissy, how's the old round world treating you? And then they'd giggle, see. And he'd just show him his tattoo to shut him up. Well, it happened he was planning this trip around the world anyhow, because he never had been to camp or anything. And he went over to see the king and queen of Spain to get the money to finance the trip. And their names was Ferdinand and Isabella. Their mamas named them that because they never did like them much anyway. And Isabella, she thought Columbus was crazy too, but she always did like sailors. And so... When he got done telling about how the world was round, she says, Bella, Bella. That means nice, nice. And she says, Ferdinand, what you think of it? And Ferdinand, he was looking up the ceiling, trying to act like he wasn't listening. She says, Ferdinand, I say, what you think of it? He kept looking up the ceiling. She says, Ferd, says, what you think of it? He says, I think there's a lot of flies in the castle today. Somebody must have left one of the windows open in the turret. And so she says, don't pay no attention to him, Columbus. Says, let's me and you go in the counting room. And they went in there, and she says, she says, I'll give you the money if you'll let me see your tattoo. And so he showed it to her, see? And she started to touch it, and he says, don't touch it where it says mother. And so she give him the money. She give him the money, and he bought the ships and sailed across the Atlantic and discovered America, Columbus did. Which only goes to prove, if you got a dream in your heart and a tattoo on your arm, someday they may name a city in Ohio after you. I appreciate it, and good night.
That was The Discovery of America by Andy Griffith. Here's Big Boss Man by Elvis Presley.
Me when I call, big boss man, can't you hear me when I call, can't you hear me when I call, well you ain't so big, you know you're just tall, that's all, right. Hey, you got me working boss man, working around the clock. I want a little drink of water, but you won't let bigger stop, big boss man. Now can't you hear me when I call? I said you ain't so big, you know you're just tall, that's all. You're just tall, that's all right. I'm gonna get me a boss man, one's gonna treat me right. I work hard in the daytime, rest easy at said, you ain't so big. You just tall, that's all. Give me a boss man, the one that's gonna treat me right. Red hot in the evening, rest easy at night. Big boss man, big boss man, big boss man, can't you hear me when I call? I said you ain't so big, you just tall, that's all.
Thank you so much for spending this hour with me right here on the Jason Kirkman Show, and I'd like to thank all of the stations that make that possible. I'd like to thank 88.9 FM KHII out of Cloudcroft, New Mexico, our anchor station, and 97.5 FM out of Alamogordo, New Mexico, our sister station. Also, the Leading Edge Radio Network out of Dallas, Texas, and Oldies Radio 104.3 WVPV. That stands for West Virginia's Proud Veterans. They're proud to be first in Ritchie County down there in Cairo, West Virginia. Also, AM 1290 out of Vancouver, Washington, Oldies Radio 88.com, and remember, WinRadio.com out of Columbia, South Carolina. Then I'd like to thank Hawaiian Pacific Radio and Q-Star Radio. Also, KOWS Radio 107.3 FM out of Occidental, California, and WYAP 107.7 FM in Clay, West Virginia. Then there's also AM 1700 Radio Richmond out of San Francisco, AM 520 The Loop, and 88.1 WCPR. Both of those are out of Ringgold, Georgia. I'd also like to thank Andrews Community Radio in Andrews, North Carolina, and our newest affiliate, Classic Hits 1630 AM out of Denver, Colorado. And last but not least, the Music Player Yesterday out of the United Kingdom. Thank you all so much for carrying the Jason Kirkman Show. Check out all of the websites for the stations that carry the program by going to my website, jasonkirkman.com, that's C-U-R-T-M-A-N, and checking out all of the links in the upper left-hand side of the homepage. While you're there, shoot me an email. Let me know how much you're enjoying the Jason Kirkman Show. Also, check out the blog and all the fun stuff that that site has to offer.
A dum dum, a diddly dum, a dum dum, a diddly dum. Oh yeah, dum dum, a diddly dum. The music's sweet, the lights are low, playing a song on the radio. Your ma's in the kitchen, your pa's next door. I wanna love you just a little bit more. Singing a dum dum, a diddly dum, ah ha, dum dum, a diddly dum. Sing it out, dum dum, a diddly dum. Come on, baby, don't you be so shy. You know that I love you, let me tell you why. You got a heart, I know that it's true. I couldn't love you any more than I do. Sing it. Dum dum, a diddly dum. Oh yeah, dum dum, a diddly dum. One more time, dum dum, a diddly dum. And you'll be mine. There's so many things that we could do. So say the words and make my dreams come true. Sing it. A dum dum, a diddly dum. Ah-ha. A dum dum, a diddly dum. Sing it out. Dum dum, a diddly dum.
That was Dum Dum by Brenda Lee. Here's High School Hop by Boyd Bennett.
Friday morning, here at last, I thought the week would never pass.
freshman, sophomore, junior, senior, all gonna dance to the rock and roll and rhythm of the record at the high school hop. Gotta be to school by 8:30. Gotta hurry up now, can't be late. Teacher man may blow his top, spoil our plans for the high school hop. Freshman, sophomore, junior, senior, all gonna dance to the rock and roll and rhythm of the record at the high school hop. Everything, cause it's almost time for the bell to ring. Teacher says that's all for today. Then in the back of the room you hear someone say, freshman, sophomore, junior, senior, all invited to rock and roll to the rhythm of the record in the high school hop. School's out now, gotta make one stop, gotta make a trip to the record shop. Go home, take a shower, get a bite to eat, then jump in my hot rod and cut out to meet. Freshman, sophomore, junior, senior, all going crazy to the rock and roll and rhythm of the record at the high school hop.
It cost only about 3 cents to make both a U.S. $1 bill and a penny, but I promise you it'll cost you a whole lot more than that if you try to do it yourself.
Hey, man, guess what?
What's that, Pops?
I met a chick.
Oh, yeah, what kind of chick?
Chick.
A real chick?
Yeah.
How old is she?
16.
16?
Yeah.
Man, are you crazy?
No,
listen to me.
Tell me something, man. I sure want to know.
Hey, boy, don't you harm that bird. Don't you dare to try. Start releasing that chicken or you'll get a licking.
That chick's too young to fry.
Say, boy, better take my word. Here's the reason why. Feed her steady till she gets ready.
That chick's too young to fry.
Take her back to the barnyard. Let her go, just turn her loose. Way out there in the barnyard, where she'll go up a better use.
Hey boy, there'll come a time, one day by and by,
she'll be ready for frying. Stop your grind.
That chick's too young to fry.
Get away from here, too young to fry. Take her back to the barnyard. Let her go, just turn her loose. Way out there in the barnyard, where she'll go up for better use.
Hey boy, there'll come a time, one day by and by,
she'll be ready for frying, so stop your crying.
That chick's too young to fry. That chick's too young to fry.
That was The Prisoners with That Chick's Too Young to Fry. Here's Adam Faith with Don't That Beat All.
Don't that beat all I ever heard, dear? Don't that beat every single word? You say change your mind. Oh, baby, that's unkind. They say that love is blind. The more I look, the more I find. Don't that beat all I ever saw, dear? Don't that beat all, and that's for sure. Guy. He's gonna get the old go-by. Well, well, don't that beat all. Play the sad, sad story. You change your lovers fast. So And he lasts longest, who lasts last. There's one thing more I wanna say, dear. When you come begging back one day, I'll take one look at you, and then I'll tell you what you can do. Well, well, ha-ha, doesn't that beat all?
This week's shout-out goes to Michigan's red-headed Irish ninja and avid listener of the Jason Kirkman Show, Mr. James Nelson. Good luck on your black belt testing.
Everybody was kung fu fighting. Those kids were fast as lightning. In fact, it was a little bit frightening, but they fought with expert timing. There were funky Chinamen from funky Chinatown. They were chopping them up, they were chopping them. Chinese art, and everybody knew their part. From a fainting to a slip and a kicking from the hip, everybody was kung fu fighting. Those kids were fast as lightning. In fact, it was a little bit frightening. Yeah. But they fought with expert timing. There was Funky Billy Chin and little Sammy Chong. He said, here comes the big boss. Let's get it on. We took a bow and made a stand. Started swaying with the hand. A sudden motion made me skip. Now we're into a brand new trip. Everybody was kung fu fighting. Those kids were fast as lightning. In fact, it was a little.
As Everybody Was Kung Fu Fighting by Mr. Carl Douglas. I want to thank you for spending this hour with me right here on the Jason Kirkman Show, and I want to leave you with a thought. Don't forget to go out and make some memories with your special loved ones, your friends, your family, and especially your kids. Don't forget to tell them that you love them most of all. And with that, I'll leave you with a little bit of Sam Cooke's song, I Love You Most of All. I'll see you next time right here on this fantastic station for the Jason Kirkman Show.
You're so fine, honey, you're mine, all mine. That's why I love you. I love you most of all. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. I love the way you move me when you walk. I love the way you thrill me when you talk. And ooh, baby, when you hold my hand, tell me, pretty baby, that you understand. When we walk down the street, all the fellas go, woo-wee. That's why I love you. I love you most of all.